Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Finally, the end of January is here. And as promised, John Januzzi is back.
I am returned.
I was on time this time. His triumphant return to the Clean Cast to do another episode all about your foul workout gear. Hey, John.
Hey.
I'm so happy you're here. And you brought someone very special. Would you like to introduce our very special guest today?
Yes, we're here with Alex Rush, my girlfriend.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome to your first Clean Cast.
I'm very excited. Excited to reveal some things about
all is fair in love and the clean cast, I guess.
This is true. So one of the things I actually really love doing on this show, and I did it just around this time last year, it was a little later in the year, it was in February, is I love having couples on the show. not because I'm evil, because I'm evil, you guys. but no, it really is fun, and I think it's so real, and I've talked about this before, that there's this... This column that I used to do that we're actually trying to revive, Tim Herrera and I are trying to revive it, called Till Dust Do Us Part, the conceit of which is solving problems that fall at the intersection of relationships and cleaning. Yeah, right? I know. Alex is like recoiled in her chair like, I need this content.
I need it. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to just...
Here's the thing. Everybody needs this content. And like... We have the concept. We know exactly how we have to execute on it. It's just like we keep getting so busy.
Right.
But it really is on our radar. Like both Tim and I like made a commitment that we were like, we really are going to make this happen in 2019. And I think that doing the show where I have couples come on is like a great companion to it, because one of the things that you lose with columns is you lose the actual voice. Even though I'm a very voicey writer, and the people who send me letters are very voicey. Yeah, John edits me too, so you know he's like, Jesus Christ, Jolie, this is insane. I can't publish this.
Sometimes I'm just like, I have to cut this whole part has to go.
I'm like, I behave with you. I trolled him badly. My goal as a writer is to just get a response back from my editor that just says in all caps, Jolie, period. And like, then I know I've done good work. Like, when they're just like, okay, you're so off the rails, just stop, cool it.
I know. Well, you know, it brings.
But it works. Yeah. I mean, it's why people read about cleaning and why people listen to a show about cleaning. But one of the things about having the couples on the show is that it's nice to hear your actual voices and to hear that, like, you know, you might be bickering, but you're bickering with love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything we do
in love.
Is with love.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. So you guys, if you listen to episode 151, you know that it was a John Januzzi cursed episode. Everything went wrong. We were running late. It was a Friday. I had a date. The studio like caught on fire.
Oh yeah,
there was a series of three fire alarms.
It was like my cursed energy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so we promised that I would bring John back to basically finish the episode that we had planned for that. And so today what we're going to be doing is talking about laundering, the best practices for laundering your workout gear, and then I'm going to throw in some other stuff about like the accoutrement. The boxing wraps, the lifting gloves, like the things that get really, really stinky that you're like, I don't know how to clean this. Like, I know how to clean it. So I'm going to help you guys out with that. Before we get into
I'm just like, I'm cycling through the list of things that are gym related that like, I'm like cataloging smells in my head and be like, X goes with this and that. And like, there's a particularly foul one that doesn't have to do with clothing that I'd like to broach with you.
Okay, good. Well, that was also what I figured, that you were going to have some... tucked in the back of your mind to ask me about. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, as a reminder, also, we did not do a Chip Chat when John was here the first time because of lateness and fire alarms. but we promised you a super-sized Chip Chat, which we were going to do today. We have five assorted chili lime chips, including regular real Takis and the Trader Joe's knockoff Takis that they just came out with. God. So we're going to do a comparison tasting of those. We've got a bunch of other chili limes. And the reason for that is that in the studio today, we also have tequila.
We do.
So
we do.
Cheers. First of all, we have
cheers. Cheers.
If you'll remember last episode, I said I despise the sound of ice.
Ice and glasses. Glasses, I know.
So I'm very excited. But you know what? I think in this environment, it works.
It works. Well, and also I feel the headphones are kind of canceling out the clinking a little bit. So you guys, I have no idea like how the end of this is going to go because we're drinking straight tequila right now. It's going to be really fun.
It's totally fine. It's we're all
so if you do want to listen to Chip Chat, which like you should really just for this episode because we'll be shit faced by the time we start Chip Chat. And I have Tinder updates.
Oh yes,
like a lot of Tinder updates. Yeah. So you will want to be subscribing to Chip Chat. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson helps for my show. I appreciate it, you guys. It really does help me. As a lot of you listening may know, this has not been a great time for journalists. So helping to support my little indie show is a good thing to do for your pal Jolie right now. I'm doing fine. You know, not knock on wood. I'm doing fine right now. Yeah. But, like, it's just a tough time. Things that are also
support
tough.
Your local papers.
That's right. Things are also tough. Washing your gym clothes correctly. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets this wrong. It's crazy to me that everyone gets it wrong. And you know what I have to say? Sometimes even I'm guilty of getting it wrong. Sometimes I like throw my gym clothes in and I like turn the dryer on 20 minutes later. I'm like, oh, that's on high heat, isn't it?
Oh God, this really is like therapy, isn't it?
Oh, it's
like,
it's totally therapy.
I was like,
okay, so we have a question that again, originally we were going to try to answer in episode 151 and everything went wrong. So we're gonna kick off today with a question from Rachel. I'm going to actually have Alex read it if you feel up to it.
I do. Okay. I do feel up to it. Okay.
Yeah, that tequila. No.
This is crazy.
I do. Ooh, whoa, it went dark. Sorry.
Oh, it went dark.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, we're already into cursed episode.
Oh, God. Is the curse passed? No way. Okay.
No, I think the tequila is breaking the curse.
So, I do. How do you pronounce it? Bikram, however.
Bikram.
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
So I routinely sweat all the way through every inch of my workout clothing. The problem is.
John is literally raising his hand in solidarity with this.
That after half a dozen or so classes, my tops start to smell funky. I wash them in between every class with my regular laundry detergent, but they're still a bit stinky fresh out of the dryer. Oh, I know the stinky fresh.
You know that smell.
100%.
John's also now smelling himself.
We'll get to that in a moment.
This is triggering for John.
I've tried running them in there on an extra long and hot setting to kill any bacteria, but it didn't work. And I don't want to destroy them either. I understand. So excited. They're expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The last time I was in Lululemon, I asked what they recommended because surely they must get that question from sweaty yogis all the time, right? The salesperson wrinkled her nose and said I was the first person to ask. Rude.
Yeah.
And they don't sell. And they don't sell laundry detergent there. Is there some kind of sports gear wash you can recommend? Is the answer something even better like baking soda? Help. Thank you.
Yes, I have so much help for this one. First of all, I want to say, like, Lululemon, man. please go elsewhere for your athletic clothing needs. I have personally, like, I've had an experience at Lululemon that was so ghastly. I'm going to go ahead and tell it. Actually think it's, like, important to say this. And it has to do with basically, like, kind of the same experience that this girl had. I went in a couple years ago. I was in the process of losing weight, and I was doing Weight Watchers, and I was working out, and I set goals for myself. And actually, if you guys listened to the last episode, 152, with Michael Gold, when we talked about his New Year's resolution to become a person who takes better care of his shoes, one of the things that I suggested was that he build milestones and rewards into the resolution so that, like, you know, if you've if you've polished your shoes once a month for 6 months, then like you treat yourself by going and buying yourself a pair of fancy shoes, right?
Oh, I love it.
And yeah. Really? And I believe in the same thing for other things, like and for myself when I was on this diet and exercise regimen and I had X amount of pounds I wanted to lose, I built in rewards for myself at certain milestones. So when I lost 10 pounds, I went and treated myself to a new hoodie at Lululemon.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Rewards. I love it.
Yeah. And it was good because it was tied into what I was doing, right? It was something to wear to the gym where I was putting in all this hard work. And so I go in and I'm like up at the register paying, and it was a guy actually, which kind of somehow made this a thousand times worse. Got chatting with me, and I told him why I was buying the sweatshirt, and he was like, "Oh, good for you! How did you do it?" And I was like, as I was starting to say like the usual way, diet and exercise, he goes, "Starvation." And I was just like,
I'm angry.
No, like you don't joke about that.
I am
You don't joke about that in a store devoted to fitness. You don't joke about that with a stranger. You don't know if I've had an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh,
and it's just also not fucking funny.
No. Oh my, I am so angry right now.
So
yeah.
Like,
it's just like, it's like classic people to just think like,
Alex is drinking tequila. Like, drink the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is.
Okay. That's also so not what they're supposed to be about.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like the stupid sayings on those stupid bags, like "love yourself, accept yourself, starve yourself."
Like, it's like
So,
what am I allowed to say on this?
Oh, you say anything?
I can curse.
Oh, we have. Yeah,
I can say vagina.
Yes, I say all. I say all the words all the time.
Go for it.
Just double checking. Okay.
So anyway, fuck him. Fuck this
fuck
girl who was rude about laundry. Like, was actually a totally acceptable question to ask at Lululemon.
100%. That's something they should.
The
be,
good
like,
news is,
on.
None of us need to do Lululemon anymore. I'm here to answer the questions, and there are better places to go buy your athletic gear. Actually, go get Fabletics. They sponsor the show. They do ad reads.
Oh,
there's a discount. There's a clean person. I think it's the code. And I have had legs, and I actually really like it. I also love Athleta. I'm not paid to say any of this. I genuinely just do really like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Target,
fantastic.
Fantastic. Budget.
Yes.
Workout gear.
Also, again, not paid to say any of this. Why would I be paid to say any of this? But the Gap body, I really like their thing.
I actually like their stuff too. No, I'll tell you one other place that a lot of people love. I don't personally have great luck with it, but a lot of people love Old Navy.
Their fitness
stuff in the past like year, 2-3 years has been a lot of people.
I have heard that as well, actually.
Yeah. So and we should they don't do yoga pants, but they do pants, so we should give a shout out to Bonobos. John's employer.
Yeah.
There is some workout gear available.
Is there?
But not for my own longer.
Okay.
So Bonobos.
Yeah.
Fit for every man.
Good old Bonobos.
Okay,
so let's talk about your gym clothes, laundering best practices. Mm-hmm. So when John was here, we were talking about that. Like, what do you do in the in-between phase between the wearing and the washing of the clothing kind of thing? And so let's pick up a little bit on that. That first, the thing that you really want to try to do if you can is to let your gym clothes dry out before you throw them in the hamper so that they're not sitting in there in like a sweaty, festery heap. I get it. You guys, I wish there was a camera in the studio right now.
This
like,
is just so
the
interesting.
The body language on these two is spectacular. I'm going to do my best to translate it. To a listening audience. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, especially when it comes to your gym gear, and this is true of all of your clothes, the majority of soiling on your clothes is body soils. It's your own soil. It's your dead skin. It's your sweat. It's your sebum.
What is sebum?
Sebum is your natural oil in your skin. Mm. It sounds like a much dirtier word than it is.
Like it does.
Like,
it sounds like, because it sounds like
semen.
Definitely,
yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It sounds like a thing of like, well, why don't you just control yourself?
So the majority, that's true of basically all clothes, but it's especially true of your gym clothes, which one tend to be very form fitting, that obviously you are sweating in much, much more. I don't know what that was. He wear form fitting gym clothes?
He does.
Maybe I think we should get through. Let's help this listener. Let's make sure that they know what to do, and we can talk about form-fitting gym clothes and all the body language and why I'm hiding like a dog.
Who's you like really done something are, awful. You really are hiding like a dog. Knows, to me, it's so cute.
He knows
to
he's
watch.
About to be in so much trouble.
Yeah, it's so cute to watch. I love
no,
it.
I'm. You know what? I live my life.
That's yeah. right. He sure does. Oh wait, sidebar. Because you live your life, but also, you know, he's an inspiration to me because he convinced me to start doing the 100 squats every Sunday, and then
yes.
I took it and I made it crazier. after 151, when you were here, someone tweeted at me, and I got to go, like, find it because I do want to, like, retweet it so everyone can yeah. see it. And she was like, I started doing the Jolie Care 100 squats.
Oh my gosh!
We're starting a movement!
I love
God.
It!
John, this is going to be our soul cycle. Let's
yeah,
start a cult. 100. Let's literally start a cult. Sunday 100s, because that's what I named it.
Yeah.
I've already branded
Sunday
it.
Sunday 100s. I love it.
I'm
yeah.
so excited to support you yeah. both from my couch.
Yes, yeah, so that's fine. You can totally support
yeah,
us from the couch.
I'll clap.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wait, listen, every great cult needs a cheerleader.
Oh, and yeah. I was one.
Well,
of course you were.
Alex was the head cheerleader.
Of course she was.
She was a flyer. No.
And then I was afraid of heights. I broke a girl's nose. It was like, it all ended. It
oh,
was
God.
Fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
I want to hear about this on Chip
yeah,
Chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do that. Okay. Anyways, continue
okay,
with
so,
our friend.
Okay. So because the majority of your body soils, especially in gym clothes, is on the inside, you want to turn your gym clothes inside out before you wash them. Inside out before you wash them. Inside out. Yeah.
I've told
That's
you.
That's right. This is also really important. It's counterintuitive for a lot of people. But if you've been with me for the long haul, you've heard me say this over and over and over again. Do not over-detergent. Do not over-detergent. Do not over-detergent. More detergent does not equal more clean. Mm-hmm. In fact, more detergent means less clean. What happens is that there's soap residue left in your clothes after washing. When you put the clothes back on, the soap residue, one, can cause a lot of skin irritation. Mm. A lot of times when people think that they're allergic to a laundry detergent, they are not. They're just using too much, and that's what's causing the skin irritation.
I'm sorry, I'm grasping my heart.
I know.
I'm actually having – I'm at church right now. This is my church. Like, I'm like, yes, yes. The power of the clean realness.
That's right. So, one, you're gonna run the risk of skin irritation. The other thing that's going to happen is that bacteria likes soap as a source of food.
I did not know that.
Yes. And this is also this is why your shower gets so like quickly moldy and mildewy and Serratia marcescens. You guys, I said it right on the first try.
There it is.
Serratia marcescens.
It's that orangey pink bacteria that you find around like the shower drain
a
lot.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
It's not it's, all over.
But it's everybody.
Also, Serratia marcescens sounds like some girl that lives uptown.
Serratia.
Sorry, it's her friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
What are you doing, Serratia?
Serratia.
Serratia
marcescens. Oh, my God. I have, like, the worst Friday, but I'm so excited about this amazing weekend I have planned. Serratia. Serratia out.
I like that we're just creating characters on this show.
Serratia is definitely inspired by somebody I've spoken to several times. Serratia's probably listening and she knows who she is.
Oh my God.
This is daily life.
I love this. This is amazing. So using too much detergent is also going to create like an extra happy home for bacteria to develop in your gym clothes, which bacteria is what causes the odor. So don't over detergent. Bad thing to do. Okay,
John. Got that?
Good. John's just silent. Just like a whipped dog over there.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it. Okay. Use an odor eliminator and or a sports detergent. So now Rachel specifically asked, she's like, is there a detergent I can use? Yes,
yeah,
there
yeah.
are. And I actually am going to, I was, because I've, you know, obviously I've had this topic really in the brain a lot this month in January. You know, January is always kind of a time for me when I do a lot of like gym clothes because it's New Year stuff. And I actually want to do a post for the inventory for my column, Five Neat Things. So Five Neat Things is actually a really fun column. Every week I just pick a theme and I recommend five products around the theme.
Mm. I think this is the one that I call my porn. I think I've commented.
I think so,
times.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
It is. Actually, anyway.
It's very porny.
Yeah.
I mean, all my work is very porny.
I mean, classic Jolie.
So, but I'm going to do a roundup of five really, really good sports detergents. So, there will be literature to go along with this podcast.
Mm.
I plan these in tandem. So, there are kind of two different ways that you can go. You can either use an odor eliminating laundry booster, which again, like people have been in the fam for a long time are like, oh yeah, we know a booster. You use a booster in conjunction with your detergent, not in place of, in conjunction mm-hmm. to. Or you can use a sports detergent, which basically has a boost odor eliminating booster built into it. And there are all kinds of reasons why you might want to use one or the other. You might want to have just a general purpose laundry detergent that you zhuzh up based on the kind of load that you're doing, which is why you would want to use a booster. Or you might be someone like me or like John, who every week we're doing a load of gym clothes. Like this is just a reality of our life. And so it makes sense for people like John and I just to go ahead and have a dedicated detergent for our gym gear because we're going to use it every single week. It's not that one is really better than the other. It really is just deciding which suits your needs more appropriately. So let's talk about the boosters first.
I'm taking notes.
So, this is being recorded.
Oh, yeah, but I know.
It's a podcast.
I can listen
Alexis.
Okay, so let's start with my old friend, white vinegar. So, you know, we love white vinegar on this show. Here's the thing about using white vinegar with your gym clothes. I really like it as a booster for what I call triage events. When you've got a load of clean clothes that just are retaining this funk that you've got to, like, you got to take it down to base, right?
You are my queen. Like, this is, I'm sorry.
I mean, you know this, but can I also level and tell you? For me, I refer to it as that crotchy smell.
The crotchy smell.
It's crotchy
yes.
smell. Like, we just got to all be real here and say, we literally all know this smell.
We all have crotches.
We all have crotches.
Yeah. We
indeed.
All do.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yes. In
Crotch Nation.
Oh, my God.
Right as I was saying this, it's tequila. So I really like white vinegar. The way that you'll use it is you'll use a quarter of a cup to a half a cup for, like, a regular size load. If it's a big load, a cup is fine. In the rinse cycle, that's actually really important. Mm-hmm. So you can either manually add it to the rinse cycle depending on your machine, or you can set it up by pouring the vinegar into the compartment for liquid fabric softener. That will automatically dispense it during the rinse cycle. That's how the machines work.
That's actually...
And if you guys are deep, deep listeners and you've been through Jolie Care Laundry School, you know that in top-loading washing machines that have a center agitator, that there's basically a hollowed-out cup in the agitator. That's the place for the liquid fabric softener or for your white vinegar. It flings it out during the rinse cycle. Yeah. Washing machines are wild.
Yeah.
The secret life of washing machines.
I know, and it would be so nice to have one, like, in an apartment, right?
It would be so nice. Here's what I don't want you to be using white vinegar for when it comes specifically to gym gear. I don't want you to be using it as a booster for every single load of gym gear. And here's why. Over time, the acid in the vinegar is going to break down the elastic in your gym clothes. Mm. So it's, you know, as I said, it's one of those things that for a triage event that you need it for, you know, like on a quarterly basis, that's fine. Once every 3 months is fine. I don't want you using it every week on your gym.
Yeah.
It's not great for the health of it. Here's another one. Good old borax. Good old borax. I love good old borax. Okay. Borax is wonderful. It's a powder. that you put right in. Alex is losing it right
I'm,
now.
I'm sorry. I'm yeah. like I was like yeah. I was saying we're in church and yeah. I'm your disciple.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. amazing.
There's a Not lot cool. of flailing going
like,
on.
I'm like Matthew, Mark.
She's like speaking in tongues.
Yeah, I'm speaking in tongues. Yeah. I'm waiting for the part where we handle the snake.
Yes, Borax.
So good old Borax is great. One application where Borax is especially good is if you're laundering light colored gym gear, because Borax is also a lightener and a whitener. It will brighten up white. So if you've got like a lot of white or light colored gym gear that's gotten a little dingy over time, Borax is a great one to choose.
I've told you this before.
Similarly, I don't have any white gym clothes. Stop.
I don't really either. Yeah. I don't really either.
You have your Heim shirt. Your Heim shirt. Continue, please.
And we're gonna talk about. Yeah,
I'm wearing that.
Oh my god!
We're gonna talk about the those of us who have preferred dark gym clothes too, because I've got something for that too.
Mm.
Similar to Borax, baking soda. Baking soda is a deodorizer. I'm gonna level and say it's not a great one. Not a great one, but it does have whitening properties, and it's natural and it's very cheap. So you know, it's worth mentioning, yeah. to you guys.
It's the cheapest thing in New York City.
Yeah,
honestly.
Then there are a couple of sort of like what I would call commercial, like branded products, right? One is called Zero Odor. I've used Zero Odor before. I think it's very good. You basically like put a squirt in alongside your laundry detergent. Great stuff. The one I really, really love is Lysol Laundry Sanitizer.
Mm.
So one of the great things about Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is that it works equally as effectively well, and then I was like, no, that's way too important than there.
Yeah.
I need an editor. Good thing I've got one in the room.
I mean, you could just say it is as effective.
It works well.
It's as effective as.
It works real good.
Well, let's take this offline. We'll have it. Let's start an email. Open the Google Doc. Fucking docs.
Anonymous llama.
I love a copywriting joke.
There's a deep Google Docs joke for all of you guys out there. Who said writers aren't cool?
Y'all are so cool.
Lysol Laundry Sanitizer works perfectly well in cold water. And we're going to get to that in just a second, why you want to be using cold water. All right, so those are some of the boosters I can recommend. Here are some of the sports detergents. So just basically got these like, damn, John's pouring himself another tequila.
We're at the sporty detergent section.
That's right.
It calls
we
for
are.
A drink.
That's right.
If you could fill me up too. Thanks.
Yes, darling.
Okay, so some that I really like. Tide Sport. Okay. Great one. There's a brand called Hex. Great one. Love
Ooh,
that.
Wait, Hex? Like H-E-X?
H-E-X, yeah. And,
like which?
It was, no, actually, like lacrosse. It was started by a lacrosse player.
Oh. Yeah. Not exactly a witch.
I
or
thought
maybe
it was
he's
like,
a warlock. I mean, I'm assuming it's a man.
It is a man, actually. Yeah.
Hex, though.
There's another one called Sports Suds that's great, too. So let me talk a little bit about the different. And then I have a few more to recommend. Obviously, I've got five picked out for five neat things. So there'll be a few ringers in there. But basically, the difference in these three, for the most part, is really just in the form of laundry detergent that they are. So Tide Sport is a liquid detergent. Hex comes in liquid and in the packs, the pods, packs, yes. And I specifically want to call that out and mention it because those are very, very convenient for those of us who launder off-site, either at a laundromat or a basement laundry, shared laundry room kind of thing. And Sports Suds is a powder. So it's nice for people, you know, the literature is out there. Actually, it's all in my book. I explain the difference between the different formulas of laundry detergent and why you might want to pick one.
So I really don't need to be taking notes.
No, you really don't. I wrote the book on it.
Yeah.
I wrote the book on it.
Can't ask Martha.
That's right. And so, like, if you're interested in the science behind why one might choose liquid versus powder and packs, the benefits of those, and DIY laundry detergent. I go into all of it. Laundry is my life, man.
I love laundry so much. I love laundry.
It's amazing. That's all out there. One other detergent to mention, it's not a sports detergent, so you would want to use it with a booster, but I do think it's worth mentioning because so many of us have dark-colored gym gear that we want to keep dark-looking is Woolite Dark. Woolite Dark is great stuff. First of all, it's also really gentle, which you want. for your gym gear, which is like, you know, they're temperamental fabrics. They really have wants and needs.
And Alex said this earlier, but their gym clothing is a significant investment, especially if, like, none of it, like, there are cheaper options, but, like, even so, like, you're spending a lot of money, and you're, in theory, you're using this stuff a lot. Like, you need to take as good care of it as you can. And, I mean, we can talk about this later, but, like, some of the things that I've put my gym clothes through in terms of care. No. I'm talking about care. Like, it truly deteriorates them, and it's sort of, we'll get into it.
Oh,
like,
you've been caring for them?
Julie, would you please continue?
Save it for the second segment. It's like watching the saddest, like, Labrador retriever in your life. Like, it's so cute and so heartbreaking.
Which one is Labrador, though? But
John is. You got a little Chihuahua going in you.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's a compliment. I love a Chihuahua.
Never a truer statement.
Oh, Lorenzo.
She's about, I knew it. I knew Lorenzo was going to come up. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
That's a little sidebar.
We have to get
later.
Back to the sports
we
detergents.
We do, because I have to get to the most important part.
Okay. I'm ready.
You guys, for the love of all that is elastic and holy, please. Please,
yes.
Do not use fabric softener on your gym gear. No,
don't
liquid fabric softener. Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you do it.
Step away.
Put it down. No liquid stuff.
Trying to think
no
of
dryer sheets. Please stop doing it. Please. You're
not going to tell you that at Lululemon.
Oh, holy.
That's right. No, they're not.
They don't know.
They're probably going to.
Laundry.
They're probably going to, like, push downy on you. No. No. Never.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Here is why. Fabric softener leaves a coating behind on clothing. In gym gear,
I knew it.
What this does is it serves to trap in the odor-causing bacteria that's making your clothes smell. That is almost always the reason why, 99% of the time, that is the reason why you're taking ostensibly clean clothes, gym clothes, out of the dryer, and they still smell whiffy, crotchy.
Ew, crotchy. God.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you're downwind,
always.
You know.
It's because of the fabric softener. Please stop. Please stop it. Okay?
Goodbye, Downy.
I'm so serious about this. Now, if you have been using fabric softener, even though I've been banging on about this subject for literal years now, and you should all know better. If you have been, what you need to do is you need to do the vinegar wash, because the vinegar wash is going to take out the coating that's been left behind. It's also going to nuke all of that residual bacteria that is causing that, like, the retention of odor. And so that's what I talk about when I say a triage event. Use the white vinegar for that. Okay. One last instruction vis-a-vis the actual washing. Cold water, cold water, cold water, cold water. Do not stop hot water washing things. I know you guys think it's going to kill the bacteria. That's why I want you to be using the Lysol laundry sanitizer. That's going to kill the bacteria while you're still using cold water. What cold water does, and also similarly, high or medium heat drying does, is it serves to amplify odors. And I have a disgusting comparison to make.
Here we go.
Oh, I do too.
I'm ready for it.
You're all ready for it.
I'm ready.
I mean, I honestly have one too.
This is how you're going to remember it.
No, you don't do laundry. Come on.
This is how
I know about heat and odor.
Yeah, this is how you're going to remember it. If you have ever been in New York City in August, you know that this city smells like pee and trash in August, because the city is covered in pee and trash.
Yes.
And when it gets hot, it amplifies the odors. Right now, it's January. It's very cold. The city is covered in pee and trash, but it does not smell like it.
Yeah, it's frozen.
If you add some heat to the equation, it's going to smell like pee and trash. The same thing is true of your pee and trash smelling yoga pants.
Yeah. I mean, who among us hasn't smelled like pee and trash?
Who among us hasn't peed their yoga pants?
I don't think I have, actually.
No, I don't think I have either. I mean, like, John, what about you?
I have not.
Are you sure?
I have
John,
not.
I think he's
Peter Yoga. He's definitely
Peter. I mean, I wouldn't put it past myself, honestly. It's all a haze in the morning.
I have a shameful admission. It's super quick. I just.
Okay.
Is this about you or is this about me?
No, this is about actually my mistake.
Oh, well, I thought, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to shame
me. If I had consulted you first, I would have known not to do this. This is a dog pee situation, though.
Oh, okay.
But it was like I was so upset. I foster, like, you know, dogs in need because I'm like a really good person.
He says with an evil cackle.
I was like, yeah. And also, I watched this very sweet, amazing, wonderful dog named Brain, who is a 14-year-old Boston Terrier who is deaf and blind and has dementia. Amazing. And so, you know, he occasionally
he is a presence.
I was going to say, in a Boston Terrier,
he's,
too.
He's like, my baby. He is my child. I love him. So, you know, he has accidents sometimes now. Anyway, yeah. So I took some blankets that he had accidents on to the laundry establishment. And I was thinking this was like so against everything I believe in because I am, you know, I know all
the
tricks and
rules,
whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this smells really funny.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to boil
it's
it.
So disgusting. And I did all hot water, way too much soap, and then put it on the high dry, and I pull out all the other things. It's like everything smells like pee.
Yeah.
It smells like pee.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it'll contaminate.
Was our clothing in there?
Don't worry about it because I fixed it. I then, you know, came back to my senses and fixed it. But
I naturally smell like pee and trash anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, we've established that we all do. So here's the thing. It is a natural instinct. It truly is. Like, I'm not angry at any of you for your natural instincts. I'm just angry because I've been trying to undo your natural instincts for so long, and none of you listen to me.
No, but
I'm just yelling at this mic every week. No one's listening. It's a natural instinct to think, I'm going to boil the hell out of this. It's going to nuke all the bacteria. I'm going to put in all the detergent and all the soap is going to wash everything away. It's a natural instinct, but it's wrong.
You got that from Gone with the Wind.
Wrong.
You know, when they boiled the
leg
and it's amputated.
I use this all. It wasn't that scene. It was when they all come home from the war and Mammy is out with put the britches in the boiling pot.
I was thinking more of the leg amputation.
And Sue Ellen goes crazy because she's like, you're humiliating poor Mr. Kennedy. And Mammy's like, you'll be more humiliated if you get lice on you. Boom. Boom. Gone with the Wind.
Don't
enthusiast.
You, Sue. Can we do a quick shout out to Ashley?
We can. Yes.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. So you guys, weird. So, no, she's going to be listening to this.
Wasn't Ashley also a character in Gone with the Wind? I thought that's what you were talking
it's
about.
No.
Well, Ashley's the man in the movie, but you're talking
about
Ashley the human.
My cousin.
Woman.
I'm going to explain who Ashley is. So you guys, I was in a sorority in college, and my dearest, closest pledge sister, Ashley
Thomas.
Actually,
A.T.
is Alex's cousin. Like, the world is so small that...
That is so weird because I'm from Alabama, and that's, like, not a common thing to happen, meeting...
Yeah. So it's just, like, a very random small world that, like, John and I know each other and work together, and his girlfriend is the
cousin
of my dearest, like, most beloved pledge sister in my family.
What was the sorority?
I was a Theta.
Theta.
And the theta
is what? Like, what's the full theta name?
Kappa Alpha Theta.
Do you not know these things? Oh.
No. Okay. Friends. Listen. On that note, on our shout out to Ashley. This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Alex, John, and I are going to be back with more about your gym gear. I'm going to basically turn the rest of the episode over to them. So that I can drink tequila. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by John Januzzi, my fellow gym enthusiast.
Yes, hello.
And Alex Rush, who has to live with John's gym enthusiasm.
and doesn't really go to the gym, but like...
And we're here to help
She's
you...
She's my roommate.
We're here to help you with your workout clothes. We want them to last a long time. Because as we've discussed, like, we put them through a lot, and they are spendy. I mean...
Yeah.
They're spendy. Yeah. They are. Yeah.
And you need,
sure.
like, if you are working out a lot.
I mean, if you're us.
Yeah. Well, you
I
need.
I have a full wardrobe of gym clothes.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Like, even if you're getting, like, good prices on them, you have to get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about how, maybe we'll talk about how when I first started working out, I wasn't sure how long it was going to take. So I was maybe using them longer than they should between washes.
I'm so happy that was before my time.
Yeah. There was a whole operation.
Alex, talking to the mic.
Oh my goodness. Sorry. I just.
Sorry.
Let me reiterate.
I forgot to prep you that one of the problems with this show is that because it's so conversational. So you guys, this is a little like how the Clean Cast sausage gets made. Because it's so conversational, what tends to happen throughout the episode is that, and because all my guests know me IRL. they sit back because they're having a conversation with me and I'm like snapping, like, get up on that mic.
Okay, let me.
So if you guys listening out there, if you ever notice that towards the end of the episodes that, like, the guest audio starts, like, going in and out a little bit, that's the reason why. Is because they're so comfortable in the studio that they forget that
it's
we're recording. It is cozy in here. It is cozy in
but
here.
But I've posed myself.
I love this little studio. Yeah.
What was I saying, John? It was
you were saying you were so glad that we weren't together.
Yes,
while
I did
was
not live with
out.
You when you first started that cycle and had no idea what to do with your clothes. I cannot imagine how your apartment smelled.
Just stay tuned for all of the ways that I'm disgusting.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Well, I do want to add this because I think that that's a really real thing, and especially because these episodes are pegged to January and trying to like really encourage you guys and help you out with the reality of what your resolutions are going to do to your life and your laundry. And yeah. like, you know, you have to make, if you become a person who goes to the gym as your resolution is, you're also going to have a person, you're going to become a person who has to do a whole different set of laundry.
Can I just,
but
sorry.
Also, I just want to say this one thing. You're also going to be a person who has to build basically a new wardrobe into his or her life to support this new habit that you've got. And it is reasonable to not make a huge investment to start because you don't know if it's going to stick. Also, it's a big investment. Also, like, your size might change.
Yeah.
You know, which doesn't have to be the reason to become a gym person. Like, if you looked at me, you wouldn't see me walking down the street and be like, that girl does 100 squats every Sunday. Mm. Like, I don't have a gym body at all, but I am a person who goes to the gym every day. Like, I'm gym fit. I just don't look it. I look like Humpty Dumpty in a sports bra.
I'm made entirely of middle. No.
Thank God a lot of that middle is boob. So it distracts.
Yeah. I was gonna
it
say,
distracts people.
The tits.
Well, it's also like it's such a
But I want to go back to the thing that we talked about right at the top of the episode about building rewards in. That one of the rewards you might want to build in for yourself after, say, like 3 months of committed gym going is that you kind of do what I did for the 10-pound weight loss. Don't go to Lululemon for it. No. You know, treat yourself to a new set of gym clothes to support this habit that you're doing. You know, if you've made it through 3 months and you really have, like, you know, hit your goals, whatever the goals are, whether it's to go once a week, to go 3 times a week, to be an animal like me and go 6 or 7 times a week, like, whatever the goal is fine. But, like, set the goal and reward yourself for it and hopefully build yourself a reward. Like, here's the thing. It's fine to reward yourself with a giant steak dinner for 3 months of gym going, but it's not ideal. It's not ideal to do that. It's better to reward yourself with something that is going to support the continuation of achieving the goal.
Right.
Right, which is to continue to go. So, all right. Yes. With that said, I've given you guys your laundry rules, right? Like, mm-hmm. the Jolie Kerr gym laundering gospel.
We have been blessed.
We have been blessed. They're inscribed. They're inscribed on a tablet. They're being brought down from mountains.
What was her name? Sarosha?
Sarosha.
I'm composing a hymn based off my notes.
Sarosha's doing a dry January. Sarosha booked a class.
I know her.
Sarosha is definitely a soul cycle bitch.
Yes.
Sarosha souls.
John. Sidebar.
What's up? How do
you feel about Soul Cycle?
I have a lot of thoughts about Soul Cycle. So I am a person, and I think there are a lot of people like this. I need to work out on my own. And Soul Cycle is not a class, and you're definitely not partnered up with people, but it is a group environment, yeah. And I need to be in my space. I need to be in my zone. I've been twice, and the first time I went, I actually wrote, it was like this. Do you remember Four Pins? The complexes?
No, I don't.
Wow. Okay. You just insulted many, many of your friends. You're actually going to like the founder of Four Pins' wedding in a few weeks, so
I would brush on
Four Pins.
I'm sorry. That was the tequila talking. I absolutely remember Four Pins.
Anyways, Four Pins was one of the greatest. It was one of the great websites that came out of like all of these like menswear kind of nerds.
It was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm still not convinced that you know what it is.
No, I do. But, I do now. Yeah. I thought it was a bullying.
But so I wrote a story for them about the first time I went to SoulCycle, and it was like a losing your SoulCycle virginity kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was SoulCycle was insane. I had some poor woman had to like lift my legs and like lock them into the thing because I couldn't figure it out. I'm there like, you know, you have Sarosha and the girls in the front row like, you know, like bouncing on like perfect beat. And then I'm in the back like trying so hard to just get on beat. And like they're going forwards. I'm going backwards. And then I'm like, I'll just go backwards twice. But they're still forwards. Like it doesn't.
Your legs are so heavy.
This is literally me at every class. Like, yeah. I'm with you. I am like, I'm a joiner in every way, shape, and form in life, except when it comes to the gym and fitness. Like, I'm not a class person. I get really, really, really in my head about being embarrassed and not doing the right thing. I get self-conscious. Like, I can't, like, I would get yelled at constantly for fiddling with my hair. Like, I mean, I take selfies while I'm working out. Like, I'm on the treadmill, just taking selfies. Like, I'm so fucking cute.
Yeah, like it's my, my gym time is my time. And
it's
like,
my time. It's like, it's my Kesha time. It's my Taylor Swift time. Like,
fuck yes. Both of those fucking jams. Don't even talk to me. My fucking heaviest sets, my PRs, everything. Kesha, Taylor Swift. Don't fucking sleep.
So
on
John's
Taylor.
Heaviest sets are actually Kesha, Taylor Swift, and the War and Peace soundtrack.
No, War and Peace is for War and Peace. Okay.
This is incredible.
So,
I love this.
No, all right. I have written a story.
I know the story.
Yes. Do not
sleep. It's like why we're friends. It's like, honestly, it's like the reason we're friends. Like,
yeah. Are we out of the woods yet, Shelly? I think we are.
Oh, my God. Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
Oh, the old John can't come to the phone right now. He's dead. Anyway. But, like, back to, like, the group fitness thing is truly not for me. I went once with my old boss, who she treated me to the class.
Yep.
And it was really fun because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And I was just like, I don't know how you do this. It was also a Soul Survivor class, which is longer than your typical class. But
what the
it
hell
was,
is that?
It's 15 minutes longer than your average Soul Cycle class. But it was a Led Zeppelin class. So I was like, okay, I can do this.
Oh, I'd like that.
Because
it's all
about the music. And then
what?
I went to another one like a couple months later with this instructor, Paige. I'm not sure if she's still there, but she was great.
Paige, you're great.
I still added her songs to my regular workout playlist. But like, I am a solo person. I am a weights person. I go at the crack of dawn. It's not even dawn actually when I go. It's dark.
It's dark.
It's
when you
so
go. Yeah.
It's so early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I have my people there. We see each other. We nod. Our buddy Kevin, who like Alex and I actually made friends with at like a separate thing.
Oh, that was
he grew
a
mustache.
Thing.
I saw it today,
Wait,
and
he
I
did?
Was like, Kevin,
is he,
grew a mustache.
How are he and Belle?
I don't know. We'll talk about that's not for now. But yes. please let's get back to the podcast. Yeah, I could talk about this for too long.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting. And so part of the reason I ask is because I know a lot of people listening are Soul Cycle people, and like your clothes get real
disgusting
funky in Soul Cycle.
Yeah,
you get crazy sweaty in Soul Cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But also because Tim Herrera, frequent guest on the show, my editor at the New York, one of my editors at the New York Times. I love how I say my editor at the New York. I have 700 editors at the New York Times. Like,
I love when you get a New York Times byline because I'm like, shit's gonna get fucked up at the Times.
Yeah. this week's been a real goddamn week. Like, so you guys, this week my I'm gonna save us all from our Sephora sample hoarding article dropped, and like I'm thrilled and so freaking flattered by it. But like, for the first time ever, I've been contributing to the Times since early 2017. It's been almost 2 years. For the first time in my time contributing, they put my Twitter handle in their tweets.
Oh.
An honor. The gray lady. The gray lady tagged you.
They tagged me. But like, I have not been able to use Twitter.
We also need to like, we need to backtrack to the New York Times style Twitter.
It's so good.
I mean, I think we both know why.
It's Corey.
Yeah, it's Corey. Absolutely Corey, yeah. Who I don't know.
And that was the other thing, that Corey left the comments open on the Sephora thing. Oh. And like 10,000% did it to troll me, like, which I love. Like, I admire.
Wait.
He's magnificent.
He's a king. He's a damn
king. He is. He's not even a king. He's like a kingly dictator, malevolent in all the right ways. Like, I love Corey.
Yeah. Malevolent.
I worship him. And I love it when he trolls me. Because when he trolls me, I know it means it's because I'm doing something well. Corey, sorry, I cracked your secret a few years ago.
Hi, Corey.
I never told you. but like, yeah, he just pulled out all the stops with the Sephora thing for me. And it was like funny because I was like, you're ruining my life, but I love that you're doing it. Like,
but the Sephora thing is, it's so real. I needed it. Everyone needed it.
It was literally a confessional essay. Like, I was I have this problem. I am Jolie Care, the clean person, the organizing expert. Like, I can't stop. I have a problem. Like, and the first step is to admit the problem. And then the second step is to write about it for the New York Times and get paid. But back to Tim Herrera. So Tim Herrera is as like longtime listeners of the show know, because you know and you love Tim. Tim is a Soul Cycle person. And Tim is dying to get me to go to Soul Cycle with him. And I know that's exactly how I think of it.
Laundry.
And like, I loved him so much that like, of course I'll go to Soul Cycle with you, but I'm going to hate. Thank you. I'm going to hate Soul Cycle so much. And I'm going to ruin Soul Cycle for you because I'm going to have a puss on my face and you're going to have to put up with my attitude the whole time. Like, he knows what he's getting into with this, and yet he still really wants me to do it. And I really have promised him that like, when he publishes Are You My Sponge? My Choose Your Own Adventure about sponges. That's one of my Holy Grail stories.
Choose Your Own Adventure is the past, present, and future.
It's genius. It's genius. I did one.
Brilliant.
I did a Choose Your Own Adventure years ago when I was contributing to Racked. They did a. RIP Racked. They did.
My sweet Racked.
My sweet love.
Rise.
They did a crossover with SB Nation for the Super Bowl, and they had me do a Choose Your Own Adventure Super Bowl stain removal thing. And it was like one of the coolest things I've ever read.
Again, pornography.
It was like, it was incredible.
Right,
it was like, and it was everything I love, right? It's sports, it's stains. Like, I just loved it. I was very happy.
I mean, also, not surprised. Not surprised. Racked. I mean, I feel like we're veering into like heavy media territory now, but like Racked has always had some of the most creative and fucking great editors in the world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fucking fantastic.
So Tim desperately wants me to go Soul Cycle, and what I promised him was that he finally conceded, let me do Are You My Sponge, and when it's published, I will go to Soul Cycle with him. But I know I'm going to hate it. On the flip side, I'm trying to get Tim to come do Sunday 100s with me. And
Sunday
he
one.
Claims that he really, really wants to do it, and yet he weasels out of it every week.
Well, so, okay. So,
and that's the thing, like, that's like, Sunday 100 is kind of, I'm a big cardio girl, but like also I do love lifting. And basically Sunday 100s, as I interpret it, is like a HIIT workout.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. because like I do them pretty fast. I do 5 sets of 20 of these 5 different exercises in an hour. And so like, yeah, I am like, there's not a ton of rest to get.
No.
500
no.
sets
no, but
of anything in an hour.
Are You My Sponge is like a romance novel. And I feel like now that I'm picturing you doing all of these with no rest, it's like your boyfriend of a sponge.
Yes.
Laid down underneath you as a cushion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yoga mats are sponges.
This all ties in together.
Yoga mats are
some weird way.
Is that what you think of me?
No, John. I do not think of you like
that. Let's bring this back around in the gym gear, actually, and
yes.
talk about yoga mats. Let's talk about yoga mats.
I'm so sorry.
No, we're fine. Listen, you guys, it's Friday. It's the end
of tequila.
It's tequila Friday. It's the end of January.
Hey, Ashley.
You know, everyone's going to go with it. This is a fun podcast, okay?
Yoga mats.
I'm glad it is. I want you to come back and do a co-hosting residency. Do a month with me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. It'll be good. We'll do it.
He's not that clean. We'll make...
No, he doesn't have. That's the point. That's
no,
the co-host.
I'm disgusting.
The co-host.
That's
is...
the point. I need. I cannot yeah. live. I cannot function as a human being without Jolie.
Yeah, that's right. You need me.
I love you.
Thank you.
That's so cute. I love you too.
I love you.
Lots of love in this room, you guys.
So much love. Yoga mats. Yoga mats can be washed in the washing machine. Not a top loader with a center agitator. But if you have, because the center agitator will nick the material. But if you have a front loader, or if you can go to the laundromat, yoga mat, washing machine, tiny amount of detergent.
Mm.
Dr. Bronner's is great for it.
Love
Dr. Bronner's.
Love it.
Great for odors. Cold water, air dry.
Good.
Yoga mat. Let's talk about a few others that I already mentioned. Boxing wraps. John Taylor and I talked about his boxing wrap issue. Definitely machine launder those babies, but put them in the mesh washing bag.
Oh.
That's how they don't get wrapped around all your stuff.
We don't have one. We need that.
Okay. I don't have boxing wraps. So.
And don't put them in the dryer. Just pull them out and let them air dry. They will come out really, truly only just barely damp. So like if you need them for the next day and you can do a load of laundry, they will air dry overnight. If you have to hand wash them because you don't have access to a machine and you need them the next day, hand wash them, but roll them after they've been rinsed, roll them up in a dry towel. That is going to extrude a tremendous amount of water, and then hang them they'll basically come out of the rolled up towel almost in the same state they will come out of the spin cycle of a washer. And then you can hang them up. Lifting gloves. Lifting gloves get nasty. Do you wear lifting gloves?
I do not either.
I should, because
I'm
crazy about my hands.
And it's something that a lot of people have to consider. My hands are torn up, and like
her hands are so soft.
I
love you so much, but yours are disgusting.
Yeah, lifting gloves can be machine washed. Again, put them in the mesh washing bag. Try to seal up the Velcro as much as you can, even if they're going into the mesh washing bag.
Mm.
It's just going to help to prevent lint and whatnot from getting stuck in the Velcro. But they can be machine washed, cold water, even if they're the leather ones. Like, it's not – lifting gloves are not made of fine leather, you guys. It can go on the washing machine, all right?
It's like the really crappy leather.
Yeah. Cold water, air dry. You'll be A-OK.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right, John, you mentioned that you had an accessory you wanted to ask me about.
Oh.
And then we got to wrap up because we're bumping
all right.
up on chip
chat. So this is actually separate of gym clothing, but anyone who is like a gym obsessive kind of person, like I would venture to say you and I are.
Yes, we are.
They might also be involved in whey protein, which was never something I thought I would do, but like I have been told that I have to have it. Immediately,
plastic bottles.
So I have, right. So it
this is. This is triggering for me.
I'm already upset.
Protein shakers are so fucking triggering for
they're
me.
They're disgusting.
They're fucking vile.
Vile. I deal with it every single morning.
So gross.
So mine.
I have a
whole routine because my friend has a protein company. It's called Source Organic, there's NorCal Organic, and then there's ProMix.
He's not being paid for this.
I'm
your friend.
His name is Albert Matheny. He's a legend. become one of my friends. He's my trainer, and now he lives with my brother as a roommate. Their apartment is fucking ridiculous.
This sounds like, exactly. Okay, you have to.
You absolutely have to follow Al's girlfriend Chelsea Wilkins on Instagram.
And it's you'll be happy. But let's just talk about.
Ask away, you guys. We do have to wrap up.
Protein smells
disgusting.
I hate
being a dictator, but
absolutely.
I'm getting in touch with my inner core.
So protein, it's something that if you leave it out for literally 5 minutes, it begins to reek of all hell. Mm-hmm. And like boxing gloves.
And it turns to concrete.
Yes.
Because it's protein.
And protein is
just
all.
Just FYI, okay, now I'm at the bottom of my tequila and I'm going to go ahead and say this.
Yeah, but that's your first and I'm on my third.
It's jizz. It's just jizz.
Yes.
Oh, we have jizz protein.
It's
hard.
It is jizz.
Every
hardened,
day.
Gross, dried up jizz at the bottom of a protein shaker.
Yes.
That is what it is. Protein is protein is protein.
Yeah. And also protein doesn't. Protein, I would think much like, you know, it's second nature to consider hot water for washing your clothes. Protein does not respond to hot water in the same way.
Oh, does it, John?
No. Protein is.
Would you know from washing it?
All right, y'all, cool it, you two. Cool it. Okay, here's the jam with your protein shakers.
Talk to me.
You guys, they upset me so fucking much, but I'm going to be an adult about this and try to give you some good advice here. As soon as you are done with your vile protein shake, you must rinse out the shaker with cold water.
Do you hear that? Cold.
And I know that, John. Immediately.
Like you.
Well, first of all, I do it well before you're awake.
Here's the thing. You don't have to wash it. You can bring it into the bathroom at the gym, dump out dregs, and just rinse it under the faucet. Yeah. You can rinse it in the water fountain at the gym. I just need you to rinse it. The minute you leave this stuff, it turns to concrete. Like, okay. I know that we've on this show debunked this myth, and I don't like super love talking about this episode because it was so sad that like this is how it all ended. But like we did the epic episode 69 with Maureen O'Connor.
69?
About Maureen debunking O'Connor. The semen in the shower drain myth.
Oh.
Which is not true, but like there is something there like to say about the chemical reaction that leftover protein has to hot water and water in general. And like you're just leaving like, and we called it cement, right? And you're the same thing is happening in your protein shakers. You're just leaving like a glob of jizz around to dry. Please rinse your protein shakers.
That is the best.
Well, also
everyone's gonna remember it. Everyone's gonna remember it. All right, listen. On that note,
right? Let's.
It's time for us to wrap up and go do an epic chip chat.
Indeed.
I feel like everyone's gonna definitely want to subscribe to this chip chat because I'm gonna pour a second tequila, and these two are wasted, which is great.
I would like to say for the record that I'm not wasted. Thank you, listeners.
Yes,
but we're gonna reveal some like very important secrets.
I know.
Gotta wrap it up.
Hey, you guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This was really fun. I know we got a little silly and weird on this one. Forgive me. It's been a weird month, but I've had a lot of fun doing these January episodes. I'm really excited about February. I've got a lot of weird bathroom
content.
Did you
say February?
Yeah, we're doing all bathroom stuff in February.
February.
Yeah.
My boss is British.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really excited. I got a lot of great stuff planned. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. You guys support indie journalism.
Support
this weird little cleaning show. It's a hard time out there for journalists. I'm one of them. I'm doing A-okay, but I get nervous. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show, especially weird today, that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.